Let's Get Down to Business is a production of Money Honey Media. All advice discussed in this production is general in nature and should not be applied to your personal circumstances without first consulting the advice of a tax professional.
For the first time in quite some time. So I thought I'd do a quick episode just to hopefully try and put a little bit of enthusiasm out there in the world in regard to the fact that, first of all, it's spring, the weather is beautiful, there's a bit of warmth in the air, and we've just been through a very tough winter of being in lockdown. And while we're still in lockdown, there does seem to be a level of optimism out there with the fact that some things are starting to open up again. Now, I know not everyone here is from the eastern states. We're not all from Victoria, Canberra, or from Sydney, where we have been in lockdown for a long time. But even if you have been in a state that has been fortunate enough not to be in lockdown, I'm sure your economy has been impacted slightly or in some regards to because of what has been happening in the world with this pandemic. And the optimism seems to come in the fact that we feel like there may be some sort of light at the end of the tunnel now. We've got our vaccination rates are certainly creeping up very, very fast, and there is, you know, some sort of talk that things will be much better once we hit certain targets. So I want to put out a call to all of you business owners out there to start thinking about what you're going to do when things do reopen. So let's have a think about this. The Australian Financial Review on the 3rd of September published an article where they were talking about how much money has been saved over this pandemic for people who have been earning normal money and not being able to spend it. And they actually believe that by the end of the year, the Australian household savings will be over $200 billion and that $25 billion has been added just in July alone due to the pandemic. And what that means is there's lots of people out there who are eager to spend money. And if you're a small business that could be selling to the consumer, maybe it's time to start thinking about how you attract some of that money into your coffers. Okay, this is probably getting a little ahead of ourselves here because we haven't opened up yet. But what is the first thing you want to do when you get out of lockdown? Like, I know personally, I can't wait to go out and have a meal. In fact, I already know exactly the meal I'm going to have as soon as I possibly can. I also can't wait to get my hair cut. So I know my hairdresser will be getting a call as soon as possible. There are other things that I've been holding off doing, such as like my dog needs a haircut as well. And that's not so easy to do either because dog groomers aren't open for business either. So there are plenty of things. So what is it that you want to do? And if you're in a business that can attract some customers to your reopening or have some sort of gimmick involved in it, maybe it's time to start thinking about what that is. So I certainly hope that during this close down, if your business has been closed down, that you've been keeping in contact with your customers. It's really important that you keep that relationship going. So even though you might not be able to physically be in the shop to serve them, and maybe you can't even offer them your product at all at the moment, the fact that you're still thinking about your clients will help them to think of you up and front and center once things open. And they'll be coming in and they'll be eager to get you to provide your services to them. So I know this is a short episode and there's not that much I can tell you because I don't know the details yet, but I think you need to get your plans in place. Have a think about how you're going to deal with the restrictions that as they lift. Are you going to have some sort of restriction on whether people can come into your premises if they're not vaccinated? What about your staff? And also, I think you need to plan a little bit for what will happen if there is a sudden level of sickness in your business, and I think that's a very real possibility. So even though we know that COVID vaccines certainly stop the spread of COVID and certainly prevent hospitalization, it doesn't mean that you don't get COVID. And potentially when things open up, there will be a lot of sickness going around, I personally think. So what would happen in your business if all of your staff suddenly got sick at the same time? So just have a few plans in place for how you're wanting to do things. Of course, a lot of this is going to be guided by the government of your local area and how they are asking you to react when things open up. But let's get positive about this. You know what? There will be a day when we'll think back and go, remember what it was like when we had COVID and how it was different and all the, you know, changes that we had to live with and all the lockdowns we had to live with, and it will be just a distant memory. We can come back from this, and we will come back from this. So get out there, get vaccinated if that's what you want to do. I totally understand some people have different views on this, but it would be great just to get back to a normality in life. Stay safe, and I'll talk to you next week with a longer episode with a bit more detail in it. Thanks. Thank you for listening to today's episode of Let's Get Down to Business. I'd like to thank Joel Eshman, our producer, for all the wonderful work he does. And of course, you can listen to us on Spotify or Apple iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. Have a great week, and I'll